Stephanie, 1971, I remember it. Strange year. I was 11 years old. Wow.
I have no memories.
You have no memories of that. Okay. But it was a big year for movies. And I think we should talk about four that we would really recommend.
Okay.
Never at a loss for a movie or an opinion. It's The Cube Critics.
There's actually, I have an admission to make.
What?
I was doing a little research for this.
Uh-huh.
And I had this experience where I found the trailer for Woody Allen's Bananas. And which was a really important film to me when I was a kid. And the trailer is, or maybe it was just outtakes. This is the story about a guy, his last name is Mellish. I can't remember what his first name is. But he ends up, through various circumstances, becoming the leader of a South American revolution. And he's not very good at being a leader. And I ended up watching like this 3 or 4 minutes of outtakes, and I was just roaring with laughter all the way through. And it, you know, I know that people have many, many problems with Woody Allen nowadays, but boy, it's just, that stuff, just brilliant. Just brilliant. Anyway, so.
But that's not the ones you want to talk about.
No, that's an aside. So, Willy Wonka? Or there's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory came out that year. Clute, Shaft, all sorts of amazing films. But
what did you want to talk about?
I wanted to talk about Duck, You Sucker.
What?
You know, you must have seen Duck, You Sucker. You didn't see Duck, You Sucker?
What are you saying?
Duck, as in put your head down.
Okay.
You, as in you. Sucker, as in it's a not very nice name.
I have no idea what you're talking
this
about.
This was, some would argue, the greatest Western that Sergio Leone made.
I have not seen this one.
It was also, because that name didn't do very well, they changed it to A Fistful of Dynamite.
Oh, okay.
But the... So have you seen A Fistful of Dynamite?
I've not seen A Fistful of Dynamite. Okay. But at least I've heard of it. Duck, You Sucker. I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, no, it was...
Okay.
Yeah,
I've not seen A Fistful of Dynamite.
Okay.
A Fistful of Dollars.
This was the fourth one that he made, and the last Western that he made. Mm. And it's, unlike all the others, which of course starred Clint Eastwood, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Fistful of Dollars, and For a Few Dollars More. This one starred James Coburn and Rod Steiger. And was, I think it may have actually cost more than those other movies. Not that that was probably very hard to do, but it was the last Western that he made because it was somewhat of a flop, in part probably because of the stupid name. But, and also maybe because Clint Eastwood wasn't in it. But
yeah, I was going to say James Coburn, while there are many great things and he did some great performances at the end of his life, he is the person further down the list when you can't get the top person you want.
Yes, yes. And Rod Steiger. Mm-hmm. Probably not the person that you would immediately want.
Yeah, what part did he play?
He plays the part of Juan, a Mexican peasant.
Oh, jeez.
And James Coburn plays Sean. Sean and Juan, kind of similar.
Funny.
And Sean is an IRA explosives expert who's on the run. And for reasons that are never quite explained, they end up mixed up in the Mexican Revolution.
Huh.
And the reason why it was called Duck, You Sucker is that was what James Coburn would shout just before he blew something up. And it's filled with action, but it's also kind of very sad. And it's actually, some would argue, the best movie that he made because it kind of captures the real sense of the time in that part of the world. And it's, you know, there are moments of silliness, there's moments of terror, moments of humor. And also, you know, great, great music. As
yeah, I'm sure.
So,
okay.
But it's worth digging out. And sometimes it is under Duck, You Sucker, and sometimes it is Fistful of Dynamite. It is the Sergio Leone movie that very few people have seen, and they should.
Okay. I might as well. I was going to talk about The Hired Hand second, but I'm going to talk mm-hmm. about it now instead. The Hired Hand came out in 1971. This was Peter Fonda directed this movie. And it is a Western, too. And it's about a pair of guys wandering around, get into gunfights. And it, you know, it doesn't matter what the plot is. It's, you know, like the usual Western like that. Mm-hmm. But there is, it's called The Hired Hand because at one point, Peter Fonda's character returns to his wife, played by Claire Bloom. Claire Bloom or Verna Bloom? One of the Blooms.
Yes.
And tries to reintegrate into just a farm life. And it is beautifully shot. It's very 1971 in that it's kind of got a hippie, dreamy, sun-dappled look to it. And it is an astonishingly beautiful film. It is really low-key and moving, and I think more people should see The Hired Hand. I think it's a great movie. And when it came out, it didn't do that well, I mean, which is why mm-hmm. Peter Fonda didn't become a major director. But they reissued it and like in the mid-aughts and got a new print of it and kind of dusted it off and made people look at it again. By they, I mean, I think it was Sundance and the Sundance Channel, mm-hmm. Sundance Institute did it. And it is completely worth it. It is entertaining. It's a lost treasure, and people should see it. And it stars Peter Fonda, too.
Of course.
Peter Fonda, The Hired Hand. It's quite a great directorial debut for an actor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, going back to Duck, You Sucker, I just like saying it.
You do.
I mean, that it really, because it lost so much money, Sergio Leone was the great Western director of his time. Mm-hmm. And after four films, it was done.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting the way.
And then we moved into all the 1970s Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Westerns, which yeah. are fantastic. And this yeah. one is...
And of course, that year, Clint Eastwood made The Beguiled, which was
yeah.
recently
yeah.
remade by Sofia Coppola.
All right. Hired Hand. What else are we going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about a completely... Well, I suppose it's kind of dusty. Walkabout.
Oh, I thought you might talk about that.
Nick Rogue's movie about a pair of very suburban Australian kids whose, for reasons that are never explained, it just happens with incredible intensity at the beginning, whose father drives them out to the edge of the Australian bush and pulls out a gun and starts shooting at them, and then kills himself, and there they are in the middle of nowhere trying to work out what they're going to do with their lives. And so there's the girl who is maybe 14 or 15, played by Jenny Agutter. And then there is the tiny little schoolboy brother, actually played by Luke Rogue, Nick's son, who apparently has gone on to become a producer in his own right in Hollywood, who must be 7 or 8. And they're dressed in their school uniforms, and they head off into one of the most unforgiving landscapes that yeah. there is. And they start the process of dying. They're in really, really bad shape when they run into an Aboriginal boy, played by David Gulpili, I believe is how you pronounce his name, who has since also gone on. He was one of the first Australian Aboriginal actors to have any great success on screen, and he's had a long career since. Mm-hmm. But it's just this story of them walking around, walkabout. Mm-hmm. And it is beautiful, and it is kind of innocent, but it's also kind of sexy because the girl and the Aboriginal boy begin to develop some feelings for each other. But also there's a sense of things are not going well out in the bush as there are development pressures in the form of hunters and other people coming in, and you get to experience this too. It's just a wonderful, sensual experience watching this film. It's really, really wonderful. Great. You should see
Walkabout.
Walkabout.
And if you don't know who Jenny Agutter is, Google that name and you'll be like, oh, her.
Her, yeah.
She's everywhere. She's
for
been
a while,
everywhere.
She was, yeah.
For a while she was. No, she's still, she was in charge of MI5 on the TV show for years. Mm-hmm. And she just is always around.
She was in the Railway dedicated. Children, which a lot of people, yeah. a lot of people
She
love
was
that.
In Yanks with Richard Gere. That's the first time I remembered her. Anyway, that's a movie that you do not need to see. Anyway, 1971, Tulane Blacktop.
Oh, yes.
Monty Hellman directed this movie starring Dennis Wilson, Warren Oates, and James Taylor. And James Taylor, like James Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
the James
You've Got
Taylor.
A Friend. Yeah. yeah. Like, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I need a sip of coffee there. This is about two guys, the driver and the mechanic, and that's all they go by. They don't have a name, who are Dennis Wilson and James Taylor. And they go around betting on races. They enter races and they race against people. And then they run into a cop who agrees to race them across the country. And it is a awesome movie. It is an awesome movie about people who love cars. It has great races. And it's also very 1971, also like The Hired Hand, where a lot of people dropping acid, I think, must have influenced this. We're like, let's just take out some time and mosey on, look at the sunsets and check out the landscape of America. And it is a fantastic piece that is so set in the period of time in which it's made. If you want a feeling of 1971, watch Tulane Blacktop. It's such a great movie.
You know,
great music, everything. Yeah.
I always have these insights when we go through these lists. There's so many of these movies that I saw, mm-hmm. and I really want to go back and see again, just to see how they've held up over time. If only just because the way they look different because of the different film stock that they were using and the different ways that they were actually working with lights and whatever. Mm-hmm. So,
and a lot of this one is just shot outside, racing cars, and they're out and seeing America. It was a while ago, it was at the Oak Street Cinema, so it was on a big screen, and it was great to see the wide landscape on the big screen. But watch it at home. It'll still be good. Just make sure you watch it on a big TV. Yeah. You really need a big TV to watch Leon and The Hired Hand and Walkabout. These are all of them actually are like big landscape films where you've got a big view of the land. It's not tight, intimate portraits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get a big screen, people.
Yeah.